Welcome, everyone. This is Dan DeMay in Sarasota, Florida. You've joined us for the Thursday night Global Partners Network training call. Glad you're with us tonight. It's going to be a very good call. We've got our featured guest speaker tonight, Team Elite Executive John Sacksmith. John's been with the business 30 years, and you know what? Along the way, you certainly do develop a lot of expertise, a lot of tips, a lot of great training tools that you can share with other people who are looking to expand your network, and you're going to hear about that tonight from John. John has earned in excess of $20 million with this business. He's the founder of Global Partners Network, which, of course, brings you these calls and so many other great tools to build your business, and he is, by all means, the networker extraordinary and certainly a great trainer, friend, coach, and mentor to so many of us, my wife Cindy, myself included. So it gives me a great deal of pleasure to bring on board our featured guest speaker, John Sacksmith. John, welcome.
Hey, thanks, Dan. Yeah, a lot of good things are happening right now. We've got, with the digital revolution, actually the fourth industrial revolution, I mean, there's major, major changes for all businesses in the world, and it definitely impacts us. So, you know, I just want to have a conversation of what it takes to be successful. So from a point of view of the company, right, what's important for success, it's not just important, but it's essential. You know, and if we step back for a minute and just take a moment to relax, and we take a look at all the elements that the company has put in place, Nu Skin has put in place, what is the most important thing? It comes into timing. Timing accounts for probably the biggest percentage difference between success and failure. And of course, there has to be execution. Of course, the company's got to execute. Of course, they have to have great ideas, and they do. And I just heard this evening, you know, that their new product, it was formerly called Epsilon, and now it's going to be called, it's going to be formally called the Lumi Spa. You know, the Lumi Spa. I love that name. It's really kind of cool. It's a good name for a major product release. So, and it's extremely unique. But the element that's really important is timing. And with the advent of social media, we have a business model. We have financial stability. Those are all important. We have the ideas. But what matters most is timing. And I want to say that the time is right. I just got off the phone a little while ago with Michael Anderson, and he said he's going to interview a lady who arrived in Perth, Australia. Now, Nu Skin's been around for a long time in Perth, Australia. And she started 6 months ago, and she is today, if you look at the compensation plan, she's an emerald. How did she do it? Social media. What did she do specifically? Probably nothing extraordinary. But the concept is she recognizes timing. This is really, a lot of smart people are going to miss the basics of a great, that are in place, a great business model, great incentive plan, great ideas, great science, great execution, you know, a financially extremely successful company. So we are in the right place at the right time. So what is it going to take? What I really want to talk about tonight is the essential point of building a foundation in your business is balance. Now, I've said this many times to people, and the question I always get is, what do you mean by balance? What the heck does that mean? You know, I've got goals and dreams, and I want to achieve them, but what do you actually mean by balance? And the answer is, a person can overdo or they can underdo. And some the best examples I can think of are gold medal winning swimmers, right? If a person, male or female, if they overdo, overtrain, they force their body to act. If they're really tense, they get tight. You know, they could even cramp up. They become inefficient because they're overdoing. But if they underdo, you know, just keep in mind balance, the muscles are too relaxed. They don't have the power to swim fast, so they get really inefficient. So the key is balance. How do you find between not being too tense and not being too relaxed is balance. All winners have a balance. Runners, if you think about runners, for example, you know, if they overdo, overtrain, they get exhausted, they can just burn out, right? If they underdo, they're not trained to the peak and others will beat them easily. So when properly balanced, proper expenditure of energy, the runners can reach their full potential. And on a good day, they win. So fundamentally, the key to your optimal performance, the key to all of our optimal performance is balance. You know, and I want to spend a little bit of time on this, because the people who make the best progress in business and in sports, of course, they're the people who have a burning desire, they're fired up, they want to accomplish something, they have goals and dreams, and they have the intention to work hard, but they're also willing and happy to rest when they need to, and they can take a break. Overtraining in the business, overdoing in the business, under-recovering, it throws this balance between an athlete's stress of training and recovery, it throws it out of whack. And you can actually flatten out and you can reverse your climb towards long-term success by being out of balance. So think about this in terms of what you're actually doing, what I actually do, what you actually do. If I get too excited and I'm not really thinking, if I get too aggressive because I know I got the best thing in the world, you know, I could end up, because people don't respond necessarily that well to it, I could get anxious and wonder if I actually have what it takes to be successful. You know, but on the other hand, and I'm speaking of balance again, what happens if I am too casual, too easygoing, too laid back, too relaxed? Kind of catch it when you can. If you finally talk to somebody that's interested, it's easy to get carried away because you're so relaxed by distractions. It's easy to get carried away by other things, and your mindset becomes dull and fat. So balance is critical. You want to find a middle way. You don't want to try to know everything today, because I'll never know everything today about the science. I happen to love the science. You know, I know the basic principles of the business, and I work from those principles. You know, so you want to find a way between trying to have encyclopedic knowledge, trying to be perfect, and the other side of that, the opposite of that, would be a middle way between feeling disappointment or disenchantment or dissatisfaction, right? So you're not going to be perfect, but you don't want it the other side of it of feeling like disappointment in yourself and that maybe I'm not good enough. So in terms of your goals, when we look at balance, what's the difference between your intention to accomplish in terms of goals, and what is the difference between feeling great about your pursuit with balance, and what is the emotion connected to your goals? See, initially when people get involved, they get really excited. They get so enthusiastic. They're spending all the money in their dreams that they know they're going to make. What is the emotion connected to that? Well, initially, it's excitement, and sometimes it's over-excitement. You know, it's that feeling of, wow, everything is going to be perfect. So on the other side of that, if you don't have a balanced approach to the business, and I want to talk even more about what I mean by this balanced approach, and I hope it gets through, goals can actually make you feel trapped. You know, goals without a proper balance can make you a prisoner. It's almost like looking through bars, make you feel trapped, instead of giving you a sense of like, man, this is just, I feel satisfied and content. I'm moving forward. I have confidence. I'm grateful for the opportunity I'm engaged in. And you end up feeling like, well, my gosh, if I don't do this, I'm not going to be successful. How come people are not interested? You know, we all go through this at one level or another. Why do people I meet and talk to, why do they say I got to think it over? Why do they tell me, send me materials? Why don't they see it the way I see it? Am I really making the progress I expected? No, I'm not. So therefore, I have to put pressure on myself, and I have to spend more time, work harder, faster. I really got to make more calls, and I see all of a sudden it's out of balance. I got to find somebody who's going to listen to. I got to make more calls. I have to take courses. I have to spend time learning social media. I got to do all these things. And then ultimately what happens with many people, and we see this in the numbers, by the way, you know, you get I'm not talking about only about Nuskin. I'm talking about business in general or what people do. They end up with a type of mediocre acceptance of status quo, of getting by, you know, of just being mediocre, of being average, and they just accept it. So the ideal approach is a balance where you give yourself the freedom, right, to think about what is actually happening in terms of your business. You have to remember that thinking that your business isn't getting results today, isn't getting results this week, that your contacts, that your approaching, that your presentation isn't good enough. Guess what? None of that matters. None of that matters when you approach the business from a proper balance. The important point that matters in all of this is your intention, your consistent intention to take action and do the basics of what? Talking to people, contacting people, you know, the simple principles of contribution. Your intention is what matters. You know, your intention to be open to all possibilities as they occur, all opportunities. And when they happen, act on them. And the intention, along with the action, the consistent attention with action, is enough. It's not the results. And I hope I'm making myself clear. The intention is the key. It's your intention to act, your intention to communicate and take action. And you are acting regardless of the outcome. It doesn't matter if the next five people that you present to say no. What was your intention, right? The crucial factor is intention. And when you have a crystal clear intention of being a winner, of being successful, you know, of making the business work, and I'm using that word specifically, making the business work. It's like putting on a pair of yellow sunglasses. You know, everything you see is yellow. So with a balanced intention, you have a perspective on the business that doesn't stress you out, burn you out, and it applies to the amount of time that you put into the business. And it's interesting. No, people are exactly like, you're not like me, I'm not like Dan, Dan's like me, we're not exactly the same. We've got similar characteristics as human beings. But everybody, you, me, we're born with a unique combination of abilities, of specific qualities and temperament. Everybody's different. And there's an enormous number of strategies that you can create in the business so you can actually accomplish your dreams as long as you have the intention to do so. And it's an intention, a balanced intention. Now, once again, what is it? You know, what the heck does he mean by balance? So your experience, when you start to look at, you take 10 steps back and you say, okay, what is this business as a whole? What is it all about anyways? I mean, is it just contacting a bunch of people or is there more to it? You know, what are the principles? It provokes a lot of questions. You know, such as, what do I have to do to be effective? How do I approach a person skillfully and effectively? What if that person I talk to, what if they end up thinking less of me? See, the balance is based on principles, right? And those principles are simple. They're in GPN. We've talked about them for years. And it's the principle of contribution. That's the first and foremost. And contribution has two sides. It's got give and it's got take. If you're all take, you're out of balance. If you're all give, you're out of balance. You've got to be in the middle. And the same thing with excellence, right? Excellence is a balance. Excellence is a commitment at one step at a time. If you just decided to improve a little tiny bit in your communication skills each day, a little tiny bit, at the end of the year, what kind of communication skills would you be? You know, you might have to go on the internet. You might have to look up. You might have to read books. You might have to practice. But it's the principles with your intention to act on a daily basis, they're best undertaken if you have the guidance of somebody who's experienced and successful, you know, in the business. You know, you're a successful uplink. You know, if you don't have one, you use the GPN, you know, conference calls and all the information that's there. But you want to be connected to people who have insight and experience to understand exactly what your questions are and give answers that are uniquely suited to you. It's important, it's critical that when you approach this business that you proceed step by step as opposed to I'm going to get it all done this week or I'm going to get it all done this year. Everything's going to happen to me suddenly and quickly. Look, I'm the opposite of that. You can successfully compress a lot of action to a very short-term period while maintaining balance. You can do that. You can compress a lot of action to relatively short time periods. But the most effective path in the beginning, and I say this from practical experience, is you want to compartment your time. Do the business in chunks. Do it in small intervals. Otherwise, you're going to run the risk of getting bored or disappointed in your progress. And ultimately, you can give up to even bothering to try or do it, even when you get an opportunity right in front of you, an opportunity to speak to somebody. In the early years, and from practical experience, I started off committing 10 hours a week. man. And people go, what? That's a lot of time. Yeah, 10 hours a week. I blocked out, for example, 2 hours in one evening. The next night I didn't have any time. The next night was 2 hours, etc. And by the end of 7 days in my calendar, I had 10 hours blocked out. It's kind of like walking up a flight of stairs. It's one step at a time. You know, or filling, you know, if you get drip into of water into a cup, well, the cup gets filled eventually. So when you start out, yeah, you got to take action. Sure. You can set lofty goals. You should have them for the long term. But if you set a goal that's too high in the first week or first month, you know, what's going to happen? You could end up disappointed. You could end up stressed out. You could end up saying, well, I don't really like doing this. Many have done this. You know, so many have done this. When I say this, I mean many people have sponsored. I myself sponsored 11 people in my first week. But I broke that down. I had the intention to talk to one person at a time. I didn't have the intention to go out and just sponsor a massive number of people and think that everything was going to be all wonderful and good. I broke it down into time, into chunks, into stair steps, if you will, and I decided each person I would give my full attention to, my full awareness to, and my intention was to talk to that individual. I had to find out what they wanted, or if I already knew, it was easy to talk to them. But people typically want similar things. They typically want the financial success. They want freedom. So the communication was to find out whether it was the right time in their life to get some, take on something new, to get started. You know, the taking this, taking action in the business, the intention to take daily action and not get hung up on the results of your action, but knowing that the intention is the critical part. I did it 2 hour block, top block times, you know, and all of a sudden on a personal level, I found myself going beyond my self-imposed, but totally invisible to me, limitations. And those limitations actually were any source and are any source of fatigue and despair and disappointment. So as you take this one step at a time with the intention to act, to communicate, to contact, to set appointments, to present, you discover within yourself over the time pretty much an unlimited potential for success. So what I focus on is three basic principles, and those are the ones I mentioned. They're not techniques, they're not systems, they're not methods, and they do apply to social media, contribution, excellence, recognition, etc., right? The incentive plan is absolutely clear, the compensation plan. You do this, you do this, you do this, you achieve this level, you get these volumes, and this is the percentage that's paid. There is no guesswork, right? So what do entrepreneurs do? They have the intention to set a goal, to compartment their time, to break it down into small pieces, and take one step at a time by getting into action. You know, it's interesting to me that a lot of people won't even bother to pick up the phone and they say, oh, well, social media is working, but I don't think I'll do that. Look, in social media, I don't think anybody's got a methodology, you know, that they're doing. Not that I know of. I know Greg Rison's been talking to all kinds of people. And, you know, everybody sort of has, you know, kind of blunt force. They have the intention to take action. They have the intention to contribute. They have the intention. And when I say contribute, I mean, when you contribute, you find out what people want. It's like swimming downstream with the current. That's contribution. If you're just trying to take and get people into your business, you're swimming against the current because people don't want to be sold. You know, so what do you have to do? You build these mutually beneficial relationships, but it starts with your intention to act based on that principle of contribution. So we can contribute. We increase. We're excited, of course. We're excited even when we don't feel like, but we're not overexcited. We're not too high energy. We are high energy because on a personal level, I can set a two-hour goal and I'm going to contact, for example, 20 people in 2 hours. Contact. I didn't say spend a lot of time with them. I just said maybe that's my goal. And I can have high energy in myself, but if I'm too high energy, it's like electricity. If you put too much electricity through a wire, you can actually burn out the light bulb or whatever at the end of that wire. You know, electricity can be dangerous. It can kill people. Electricity, properly handled, light an entire city. But I have to deal with the person in front of me. So if I'm dealing with the person in front of me and my intention is to act without getting caught up in the result, which I never got caught up in the result. I wasn't, you know, I would go through the activity with the intention of doing a proper invite, with the intention of doing a proper setting appointment, with the intention, and what do I mean by proper? Finding out what the person wants. I don't want this to be so complicated that it becomes fuzzy. But if you do it and you're consistent in your intention, you start to attract others because people get to see the potential of the opportunity. You empower them. You inspire them. You know, and when people are attracted to you, the number of mutual beneficial relationships increase. And ultimately, over time, step by step, drip by drip, you accomplish your dreams and goals. So the principles of success are common to all people, you know. Business people desperately want to hear about expansion. Business people want to hear about abundance. They want to hear about success. They listen to it. And you can inspire them to make an internal change in the way they approach their life. But this begins with intention. You know, it's not you telling, explaining. It's your intention to communicate successfully and have that person understand what you're saying. Look, you can't run out of people. You just don't. You never run out of people when you have absolute confidence and certainty that you're going to accomplish your purpose in your life through contribution, through commitment to excellence. And you can demonstrate this very, very simply. And you know, and it's not just me saying it. You can observe the concept of abundance in nature. You can see it in all aspects of nature. I mean, fish, flowers, seeds of the trees in the spring. You know, yes, all of that is absolutely critical. But at the end of the day, building your business without getting so disappointed, so burned out, so tired, you know, what do you have to do? Well, you have to have a plan. You know, that's step one. You know, so to build your business, have a plan. What does the plan mean? Well, look at the compensation plan. People come to me and say, what's the plan? Look at the compensation plan. It tells you exactly what to do. Now, then have your calendar. You know, because an unorganized or just kind of acting sporadically or being overly intense, right, or having a schedule that's just heavy duty, you know, you're not going to keep the schedule. You know, you can say, I'm going to get up every day at 4 o'clock in the morning because I'm on the East Coast. I'm on the West Coast, and people on the East Coast are 7 o'clock. And, you know, you try getting up 4 o'clock in the morning, you're going to burn out eventually. You're putting undue stress on you, and it's going to rob you of your results. So you have to have a plan, compartment your time, plan your week. Every day, look at what you're going to do. And yes, we look for results in terms of making a difference in the bottom line. But underlying that, it is the most important thing is the intention, you know, to be successful, to achieve abundance. And then the second, another tip that I have is mix it up, you know. Sometimes do a lot of action in a real short period of time. You know, contact a lot of people in 2 hours. At the time, you know, take your time with somebody in terms of presentations, but kind of mix it up, you know. You can have times of reduced activity, right, and you just kind of, you know, become more relaxed with it, with the whole concept of the business. It can lead to terrific progress, but mix it up so you're not doing the same thing over and over. The principles are the same, but you're not just sort of grinding it out over long periods of time. And the other thing of it, another tip is go fast, but don't do it for long periods of time. You can get a lot done in a short period of time. All successful people do it. Excessive effort, spending too much time just on your business, like 8 hours a day, it could cause you disappointment and exhaustion. You know, you can have excessive intensity for a couple hours at a time, and that's great. We used to work intensively for 2 years. We worked intensively for 2 years building a foundation. But you know what? We paced ourselves. We broke it up. We gave ourselves time to eat. We gave ourselves time to rest. We gave ourselves time to reinvigorate, right? Yes, we were massively active. You know, so you break it down into a weekly and a daily function. And if 1 hour a day is enough or 2 hours a day is enough for you, that's what you do. And also another tip to really, really build your business is embrace the variety. man, we have 300 products in the catalog. We have multiple strategies. You can do all kinds of variables like social media, joining groups, becoming speakers. You know, you compartment your work. You can use your drive with a hands-free telephone. You can talk to people. You know, you want to keep yourself interested and excited. I do it all the time. I do it by reading. I do it by talking to different people. I do it by various strategies. You know, another tip for building your business is, it's sort of common sense, but, you know, just think about the nourishment you're putting into your body. You know, quantity, quality of food, quantity, quality of sleep, you know, the people that you're around, you know, these are all critical because they can make or break you. You know, you don't get enough sleep, you don't respond very well to people. Nothing's in your brain that comes right up very quick. Another tip is recovery. You know, if you do overreach and you go hard for a week, let's say, and you overdo, man, it can require a lot of time for recovery. You know, and recovering from an extended period of overdoing ultimately could require weeks or even months to bounce back. You know, sometimes people who overdo, they go, and I've always cautioned people on that, relax, step back, you know, like, man, you don't have to do this 16 hours a day. It's not the way the business works. Sometimes it takes them years to even bounce back and repair themselves. The critical aspect here is seeking balance. Any and all forms of stress. And by the way, I'm mentioning stress. Take a moment, Variety. Look up the product cortisol. Look it up. Look up the hormone cortisol and see how it affects your body, right? See how it affects your mind. You know, so you want to seek balance and pace yourself and make sure that your view and all of this stuff is about contribution, so you're not overdoing and trying to get things too quickly. Finally, don't worry. Remember that song, Don't Worry, Be Happy? See, overdoing is unlikely unless you've been doing the same darn thing for years and years and years and years with no break. You know, that's unlikely. Without a doubt, you want to consult your successful uplinks anytime you run into a situation. So, but you don't worry about it. Just whatever the situation that's confronting you, whatever situation's in front of you, you can't answer a question, call somebody, you know? Call somebody. Get the answers. So I think the essence of what I'm saying, we're in the right place at the right time. You know, we have an incredible company. We have an incredible business model. The company's executing. The timing is perfect because isn't everybody looking for extra money? People are looking for money. It's very, very important. New stuff is in the pipeline. AgeLock Sciences sets us apart. I mean, it's all unbelievable. Social media, platforms are putting in success. They're not in place. But as they become more and more available to us, then the more tools you will have. And you can understand, if you take a look at your intention, you can create a plan for yourself, compartment your time, you can mix it up, you can have a lot of fun. You know, the companies mix it up with skincare and nutrition and environment and epic and the social media and technology. And man, you can really have a blast with this depending on your intention. You know, put the glasses on. With your intention, have the intention to see the excitement, you know. The variety that we have, for me, it's always been exciting. It hasn't been confusing and overwhelming. Why? Drip by drip, step by step, one step at a time. You just look at each one. Like, for example, I mentioned cortisol because of stress. Look it up, you know. Take a few moments. Take a few minutes, you know. Go online. Look up a cortisol the hormone and look up cortisol and understand. Look up, for example, youth. Go look up purple corn. See all the benefits. Just go online and look at all the benefits of purple corn and then understand that the company's got a very specific variety, a very specific type of purple corn that's not available to anybody. And that's what we have in our youth product. But go look at the benefits. See, embrace variety. You know, make sure you're taking care of yourself, give yourself time to recover, and look for this balance. If you take contribution, proper balance of give and take, swimming with the stream, if you take excellence and you commit to improving a little bit each day, then ultimately you'll have the recognition of financial success and the recognition internally of doing something for others. Now, if you take a line and you draw them right through the middle of, let's say, contribution, excellence, and recognition, that line, that up and down line, can represent an I or integrity. You're building your business with integrity, with intention to achieve abundance. So, Dan, that's kind of my spiel.
Well, John, I have to say this because I've had the pleasure of interviewing so many people over the years with the business, yourself included, of course, and this is actually a topic that I have never heard discussed so well and so clearly, and I can't thank you enough for it, because, you know, I encounter a lot of folks who do this business kind of in a hyperventilation mode. You know, they go full mm-hmm. out and then they crash, but along the way they're mm-hmm. hyperventilating and not wondering why it's not pleasurable and not fun, and I think you've explained what they need to do to make it fun again. So I really appreciate that, and I know our listeners do as well, and I know as well they're going to appreciate our get together next Thursday, because it's a very special call. It's Thursday, September 8th, we've got none other than the Chief Scientific Officer and the Executive Vice President of Product Development at the Home Office. Dr. Joseph Chang is our featured guest speaker on this GPN call next Thursday, September 8th at 8 p.m. Eastern. And, of course, we're all going to get together in Salt Lake City, October 6th through 8th at the New Skin North America Convention. You can register at gpnworld.com. So, John, any final words before we let you go for the evening after giving a great talk on the topic of balance?
Well, recognize timing, right time, right place, advent of social media, new breakthroughs. You know, we are in a very unique position. It does take work, but it's the intention, right, to take action that is more important than the momentary result. If I approach five people and five people kind of say, well, that's interesting, you know, I'm not interested, but it seems like you're interested, it doesn't matter. It's not the result. It's my intention to communicate. And if I do it often enough, consistently, a consistent intention, but I do it in a balanced way, so I don't, as you say, hyperventilate. Man, I've seen too many of that. I've seen too many people hyperventilate, and they just hyperventilate and burn themselves right out of the business. They could have hung in there. I saw one person, Dan, one person. It took them over 12 years to achieve a blue diamond, which is 12 verticals in width, 12 years. But you know what? They just took their time. They enjoyed it. It was interesting to watch them. On a personal perspective, I said, shoot, we did it in 2 years, and we had a blast, and we were raising four kids at the same time. How could this couple take 12 years? But it didn't matter, because they made it anyways. They made it anyways. You know, so I think it's a real important, critically important concept to really understand balance, to understand that it's the intention to live a balanced life, to build a balanced business, and also at the same time recognize the timing. Yes, you can compress a lot of action into a short period of time, but not hyperventilating and burning out and turning people off because you're so over-amped and overexcited. You're the electricity that burns out the light bulb. You know, lightning strike burned out my Comcast device, not the router.
Cable box.
The modem.
Okay.
It burned out my modem. It just burned out light. Why? Too much energy. Same thing happened. I had to go get it replaced. Yeah, it's a wonderful, exciting, beautiful business model that anybody can participate in without financial risk. You spend your money, you get the product, so you can participate in it. But you want to be alert, and you want to get the guidance of how to do it in a balanced way. And remember, the moment that you focus on the result, the moment you do that, then that's the point where you can start to feel disappointed. It isn't my approach isn't good enough. It's not my presentation is good. My contacting isn't good enough, right? That doesn't matter. What matters is your intention to take those actions in a balanced way, because ultimately, through that, through your activity, you will improve step by step, drip by drip, and over time, success can be available to you.
Fantastic. Makes perfect sense, John. John Sexsmith, our team lead executive guest speaker tonight. Can't thank you enough. Thanks to all of our listeners. Let's get together in a week's time. Look forward to speaking with everyone soon. Good night, everyone.
All right. Thanks.